Bearcat Coaches Show, where we wrap things up for this season or shows. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, I know we want to thank all the coaches and the players from all the various sports programs at Northwest Missouri State that take time out of their Thursday evenings or Wednesday, as it may be, from time to time, to come out and talk with us each and every week.
Yeah, it certainly is enjoyable, obviously for the fans, but for us as well. They're just all so easy to talk to that really makes doing this show a lot of fun, that's for sure.
And we want to thank some people behind the scenes here that help us out as well, like Karen Lawrence, our sideline reporter for Bearcat football this past year, helps out on our Thursday show. Our Brandon Travis, our head engineer with the Bearcat Radio Network. And we also have a new person over here today, kind of learning the ropes. And Ryan Elliott will be our sideline reporter next season, that's upcoming fall. And Ryan, that last name is a familiar one to some folks. Matt Elliott, his older brother, was a sideline reporter for us a few years ago.
Yeah, well, a good thing is the older brother didn't set the bar very high. So, no, I kid. No, it should be fun. And we'll break him in slow, for sure.
Say his little brother, but I don't think that would be the proper word here. I think he could take his older brother.
I think so, too. I would take that for sure.
All right. Again, thanks to everyone involved with the program here, along with Carson, Renee, and everyone here at Carson Sports Grill for hosting this each and every Thursday or Wednesday, depending on the season and the weeks going along. But it's been a fun season, again, following Bearcat Sports with the KXCV. KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. A reminder, you're listening to KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. For Matt Water, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Carson's.
Join us Tuesday morning at 9:06 for Spotlight on Industry. We'll continue our series on alternative energy by visiting with Ben Givens, facility manager at the Lost Creek Wind Farm near King City, Missouri. Ancient history has taught us that mankind learned to harness the power of wind to sail boats up the Nile as early as 5000 B.C., This week, we'll learn how the modern energy industry has harnessed the wind to produce electricity right here in Northwest Missouri. That's Tuesday morning at 9:06 on 90.5 and 88.9.
For your current forecast for the surrounding areas, right now, Maryville, Missouri, tonight, a chance of showers before 1 a.m., about a 30% chance. And then for Friday, cloudy during the day with it gradually becoming mostly sunny, a high near 49. For St. Joseph, Missouri, it's currently 52 degrees with overcast. And for Chillicothe, Missouri, it's currently 57 degrees. You're listening to KXCV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe. That was a Bearcat Coaches Show, and now we're into Performance Today.
Thank you. performance by Yolanda Kondonassis. She'll be back with guitarist Jason Vio later in the hour. From APM, American Public Media, this is Performance Today, a daily guided tour of concert highlights from around the world of classical music. I'm Bill Morlock, in for Fred Child. Coming up, music and conversation with a unique duo. Guitarist Jason Vio and harpist Yolanda Kondonassis joined host Fred Child in the studio in one of our favorite recording sessions, which we'll bring back from the PT Archive. Lots of plucked and strummed strings on the way in about 7 minutes. We try to be specific. We know your time is precious. In the meantime, a performance from pianist Eldar Djangarov. He has a reputation of being a musical chameleon, and that is very much by his own design.
I listen to mainly just jazz, rock, hip-hop. At the piano, I practice mostly classical music. Probably 75%, maybe 85% of all my routine is classical music. And I just, I always try to collect different bits and pieces of information, of vocabulary, and try to sort of integrate it in my system.
Eldar Djangarov, speaking with music journalist Brian Pace. Let's hear him play a piece by George Gershwin, Djangarov's own arrangement of Somebody Loves Me. Somebody Loves Me, I Wonder Who, composed by George Gershwin in 1924, the same year that his great jazz concerto Rhapsody in Blue premiered. We heard Eldar Jangaroff at the piano, playing with 10 fingers, but making it sound like 20 or more. He's a super talented pianist, 29 years old, born in Kyrgyzstan. He lives now in New York City, and he gave that concert up the Hudson River at the Wyndham Chamber Music Festival in Wyndham, New York. You can add free classical music to your collection every day. The Daily Download is a hand-picked, downloadable piece of music available every weekday, and today's selection is a movement from Mozart's Requiem. Subscribe to get your Daily Download online at yourclassical.org. In a moment, we'll go back to one of our favorite in-studio recording sessions with harpist Yolanda Kandonassis and guitarist Jason Vio. You're listening to Performance Today from APM.
I'm Fred Child, glad to be across the hall in our big room, the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. You know that warm feeling you get when you find that two of your friends, who you didn't think knew each other, find each other and become friends with each other? That's what's going on right here in our studio today. Jason Vio, he's a great guitarist. He was a 2002 PT Young Artist. Now he's among the top guitarists on the planet. And Yolanda Kandonassis, one of the great harpists on the planet. She's head of the harp departments at the Cleveland Institute of Music and at the Oberlin Conservatory. Jason and Yolanda, welcome back to PT. So nice to see the two of you together.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
It's great to be here.
Lots to talk about, including your CD, which is called, by the way, Together. We'll talk more about that, but let's launch right into some music. A piece written for harp and guitar in 1983 by Alan Hovhaness. The piece is called Spirit of Trees. This is the second movement called Canon, played by our two guests, Jason Vio and Yolanda Kandonassis. Thank you. John Hovhaness was such an interesting composer, 20th century American composer of Armenian descent. He wrote that piece in 1983, and this was a guy who loved Asian and Middle Eastern folk music, and you can hear some Asian influence in that piece. Canon, the second movement from his Sonata for Harp and Guitar, which is subtitled Spirit of Trees, played for us by harpist Yolanda Kondonassis and guitarist Jason Vio, right here in the PT studios. Yolanda, Jason, that was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. It's fun to play.
Yolanda, how did you and Jason meet and start playing music together?
Well, you know, we've kind of known of each other for many years, but then, I don't know, what was it, about 4 or 5 years? We just kind of had the opportunity to play one piece, and it was this one, actually, the Hovhaness, on a guitar festival concert.
Yeah, we have an annual classical guitar festival with a lot of international artists every May at the Cleveland Institute of Music. So we just found, and working together and rehearsing, that it was really, you know, very fun and enjoyable. And for me, it was like a new discovery of repertoire that I really didn't know very much about.
And I think the more we played, the more we thought, this is quite cool. And it really hasn't been done much. And let's see what else there is. And, you know, we pretty much tapped into most of the pre-existing repertoire and commissioned a couple of works. And, you know, we're just kind of gratified that a sound and a genre that we fell in love with is sort of catching on.
Jason, Yolanda was mentioning that there were some commissions, some new pieces that the two of you have asked to be written for you. And an old friend of yours, Gary Schocker, wrote a piece for the two of you.
Well, Gary was one of my guests for my 2002 Artists in Residence Week. For
Back on PT
today.
In 2002,
I thought he would be naturally a great fit because he knows how to write for the guitar very well.
Let's hear two movements from this piece called Hypnotized by Gary Schocker. We'll start with a movement called Float Out, and then we'll hear the movement called Awaken. Yolanda Kondonassis playing the harp, Jason Vio playing guitar. Their CD is called Together, but they are together right here in the Maude Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. And before that, a movement called Float Out, both from a piece called Hypnotized, written by Gary Shocker. And he wrote that for the folks who just played it for us, Jason Vio on guitar, Yolanda Kondonasis on the harp. Their CD is called Together, but they're right here with us in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Gorgeous piece. And there are places, especially in that first movement, Float Out, when there were times I thought, okay, that's the guitar, okay, that's the harp, and then there were other places where I thought, wait a minute, which of you is playing now?
We love that. Yeah,
that's one of the exciting things about the combination of these particular instruments. For me as a guitarist, it's a great opportunity when we are sort of throwing back melodies back and forth, because the guitar has a ability to play with, you can play it with vibrato, so you can give it a singing kind of sound. And a lot of ensembles, I don't really get to use that as much. So with here, you know, the music on the album, some of it has a thing where a kind of a dialogue, you know, a back and forth, where we're basically accompanying each other and then switching roles. And that's a nice thing too. But in some cases, in the Shocker, and then also the piece by Xavier Montsalvatge,
which we're about to hear,
that has that effect that you're describing, where sometimes it's really hard to tell. It's it's like the two instruments become like almost like one big, larger instrument, which is really fun.
Jason, you mentioned this piece by Xavier Montsalvatge. I'd love to hear this. It's called Fantasia. It was written in 1983. Montsalvatge, a Spanish composer, although I probably should really say a Catalan composer. Mm. And he wrote this three-movement piece called Fantasia. And Yolanda, did he write this for this combination of harp and guitar?
Yes, he did. In fact, everything on the CD is original for the harp and guitar. And
it is.
You know, as we, when
that
we
was Yolanda's idea, I have to say. Sorry, that was, I think, a really brilliant idea right from the get-go when we were having our initial, actually, phone conversations.
Yeah, concept development.
She said, I really want to stay away from, like, arranging, because we both, our instruments, do so much arranging, and I thought that was really great. And we kind of ran with that, mm-hmm. with the two premieres. We also want to use it as hopefully a kind of a magnet for other composers to hopefully write for what they maybe view as kind of uncharted territory, a new combination.
But you could do such a nice version of Pictures at an Exhibition.
Oh, that's a few albums down the way.
All right, that'll be the sixth album.
That's right.
Only one exists so far. It's called Together, from harpist Yolanda Kondonasis and guitarist Jason Vio. Let's hear one of the pieces from the CD, but let's hear them play it right here for us in the studio. The second movement from this Fantasia by Xavier Montsalvatge, Cadencial, played for us here in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio by guitarist Jason Vio and harpist Yolanda Kondonasis.
Thank you.
What an amazing sound and what a fascinating piece of music. The second movement, called Cadencial from the Fantasia, written in 1983 by Catalan composer Xavier Montsalvage, played for us right here in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser music studio by harpist Yolanda Condonasis and guitarist Jason Vio, and some really interesting effects. Yolanda, there was something you were doing at the very end of that piece where you were playing a couple of notes on the harp and then changing the pitch with the pedal. How were you doing that? And can you demonstrate
sure.
for us what you were doing there?
Sure. This is a contemporary effect on the harp, pedal glissandos. And glissando on the harp, or anything, means to slide. And normally, you know, the glissando on the harp that everyone identifies with is the sliding of the finger, which sounds... That's the typical traditional harp glissando. But when you're talking about the pedals of the harp, and the harp has seven pedals, that's how we create all the pitches that are available on the piano. What happens when you do a pedal glissando is, I'll actually do the one that is used at the end of this piece. You play a string, let it ring, and harp strings ring a really long time. You let it ring, and then you move the pedal. So the string is ringing, and yet the discs are moving against the string and changing the pitches, not of plucked strings, but of ringing ones. Let me show you what that sounds like. And that can go the other way, too.
That's an amazing effect.
Yeah, and sometimes you'll be asked to kind of flutter the pedal. A piece written for me by Donald Erb required that I do that indefinitely. The very end of the piece was sort of a pedal glissando and a fade that kind of went like... forever. I had to keep doing that. And my biggest fear was that my foot would cramp up before the string would completely... This will go for another minute. Really.
I believe it. Because moving the pedal back and forth
actually
then
helps
re-vibrates
the
string.
Yeah,
right, right.
The
and there's that point in the vibration that actually gets wider. See, my foot's starting to cramp up already. So I'm going to stop now.
I have to say, that's a wonderfully spicy effect from Mr. Erb.
Yes, it was in the same sonata in which he named the third movement Dirty Rotten Scherzo. So he was definitely going against type. Maybe I had something to do with that since he wrote it for me.
Yolanda Condonas is playing the harp, Jason Vio playing the guitar. Their CD is called Together, and I am so happy to have them together here in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. We've got one more piece, and this is written by an Argentine composer, Maximo Diego Pujol, and this is from his Suite Magica. And Jason, this also written for guitar and harp?
Yes, another original work, and a lovely suite of four movements, Suite Magica, or Magic Suite. And this is the sort of the finale movement. The candombe is a dance really originating in West Africa. It's kind of brought over via the slave trade.
And thank you for correcting my pronunciation. The Suite Magica.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's what we sort of arrived
I'll
at.
I'll go with that. The Suite Magica by Argentine composer Maximo Diego Pujol. This movement called candombe. And listen for another unexpected sound in this. Not just plucked strings, but some other sounds going on in this as well. Yolanda Condonas is playing the harp. Jason Vio playing guitar here in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. great Afro-Brazilian dance called the Candombe, written by the Argentine composer Máximo Diego Pujol, and that's from his Suite Mágica, played for us right here in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio by guitarist Jason Vio and harpist Yolanda Condonasis. You'll also find that on their CD, which is called Together. Yolanda, the two of you, you and Jason, on that last piece, were not just plucking and strumming, but doing percussion together, right, too. Do you have to be careful with your harp when you're smacking it in that percussive way?
No, it's very therapeutic, in fact, you know. You really get back at it for all that practicing you have to do. No, actually, it doesn't hurt it at all. I suppose it would depend on how you come at it, but harp survives just fine, and it's a very cool effect, actually.
Yeah.
You know, Jason does it all the time with the guitar, and he just coached me last week, actually, and helped me find a better
how
percussive.
How to hit your instrument.
That's right.
I wouldn't call it coaching, but I did notice you were...
I was bracing, you know.
Yeah, she was holding their wrists on the thing. I said, oh, what if you lift it and just use your arms?
Like, yeah, I could do that all day.
So there's going to be a whole new set of classes, I can tell now, at the Cleveland Institute of Music, where you both teach percussion on guitar.
Absolutely.
And harp.
That's right.
Whole
that's
new
right.
workshop
Expanding
here.
Expanding the idiom.
Yeah.
Such a pleasure having the two of you here in the studio. Yolanda Condonas is playing the harp. Yolanda, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. A pleasure.
And guitarist Jason Vio, great to have you here.
It's great to be back. Thank you.
The CD is called Together from Jason Vio and Yolanda Condonasis. Very nice to have them together right here in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. And you can hear lots more on the new PT homepage, yourclassical.org. More highlights from around the world of music in concert coming up in just a moment. You're listening to APM's Performance Today.
As an up-and-coming conductor, Kenneth Woods recognized the name Hans Gall. Gall was the editor of many of the symphonic scores that Woods studied, but he didn't know that Gall was also a composer until a friend recommended that Woods check out Gall's music.
Eventually, I got my hands on some of the scores of this music and quickly realized I was looking at the handiwork of a major composer, not just a good composer or interesting composer, but one of those complete artists.
Woods became a huge fan of music by the 20th century composer Hans Gall. At the time, Woods was the principal guest conductor of the Orchestra of the Swan in England. Together, they made it their mission to record all of Gall's symphonies, to bring his name and his work to a wider audience. The Orchestra of the Swan is based in Stratford-upon-Avon in England, Shakespeare's old hometown. Here is Kenneth Woods conducting the group in concert in the final movement from the Symphony No. 2 by editor and composer Hans Gall.
Thank you.
Fourth movement from the Symphony No. 2 by Austrian composer Hans Gall, from a concert at the Civic Hall in Stratford-upon-Avon, England, the old hometown of William Shakespeare, the current hometown of the Orchestra of the Swan. Conductor Kenneth Woods led that performance, and Hans Gall is not well known as a composer these days, but Kenneth Woods is working on changing that. He and the Orchestra of the Swan have just finished recording the complete set of symphonies by Hans Gall. Four CDs of four symphonies, now available online and in record stores. Keep up to date with Performance Today by signing up for our weekly newsletter. Sign up is free, and it's easy. Visit the PT page online at yourclassical.org. You'll find Performance Today updates on the right-hand side. I'm Bill Morlock, in for Fred Child. This is Performance Today from APM, American Public Media.
Join us Tuesday morning at 9:06 for Spotlight on Industry. We'll continue our series on alternative energy by visiting with Ben Givens, facility manager at the Lost Creek Wind Farm near King City, Missouri. Ancient history has taught us that mankind learned to harness the power of wind to sail boats up the Nile as early as 5000 BC. This week, we'll learn how the modern energy industry has harnessed the wind to produce electricity right here in Northwest Missouri. That's Tuesday morning at 9:06 on 90.5 and 88.9.
Your current forecast for the surrounding areas right now, Maryville, Missouri. We have a low of 37 for the rest of the evening with 30% chance of showers going into 2 a.m. Rolling into Friday, we'll decreasing clouds and will be breezy with a high of 49. For St. Joseph, Missouri, it's currently 52 degrees. For Maryville, Missouri, right now, it is currently 46. A low will be of 32 degrees. And for Chillicothe, Missouri, it's 55. From the campus of Northwest Missouri State University, you're listening to Performance Today.